There are two books in Tanakh whose titles contain the names of women, Megillas Esther and Megillas Rus. These women merited this distinction because they were each Moser Nefesh. Esther, by giving up her life to save the people, her people, and Rus, by turning her back on a life of luxury to become Jewish. Esther's name is mentioned 44 times in the Megillah. Her other name, Hadass, is mentioned once. Corresponding to this, Haman is also mentioned 44 times, with Memuchan, his second name, written once. Similarly, Mordechai is mentioned 48 times in the Megillah, parallel to the 44 mentions of Haman and 4 of his wife Zeresh. This follows the principle we find in Kehelet, which tells us that Hashem ensures a balance between good and evil in the world. Zeh l'uma zeh osa l'kim. The reading of the Megillah is in place of St. Hallel. There are 166 psukim in the Megillah, and in Hallel Agadol, which is Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed Vav, there are 166 letters corresponding to the same amount of psukim that we find in the Megillah. The gematria of the word Megillah is 88, the same as the word Zeh Hilila. This is Hallel. The Medrash tells us that when Haman Zukri was publicized, Eliyahu Novi appeared to Mordechai. He encouraged him to daven, telling him that there was still hope. In Shemayim, the decree was signed in dirt, and not in blood, which meant it was not final. During Reb Chaim Volozhin's Purim Suda 1 year, an elderly man came to his door and asked for a donation. Matanos Sevyonim. After receiving some coins, he asked for more, promising a Dvar Torah in return. Reb Chaim agreed, and the old man said over the medrash we said before, and asked, where is the Merumah Stu in the words of the Megillah? Where can we find a hint of it? Answering his own question, he quoted the Pasuk, Pesach, Pasuk Chav Da'alim, which states that Haman plotted to destroy the Jewish people, and it says, what's the word of the Pasuk? Le'abdom, to destroy them. That same word could also be read, Loi Bedam, not in blood. The decree was not final because it was not signed in blood. Reb Chaim was ecstatic at the genius of the Vart, and the next time he visited his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, he shared the thought with him. The Gaon enjoyed it as well, and then he told his student, that elderly Jew who later to you was the same person who revealed it to Mordechai, Eliyahu Hanavi himself. Hashem's name does not appear in the Megillah. One reason given is that the miracle of Purim was hidden. Hashem orchestrated all the events, but he did so behind the facade of nature. As Hester upon him, the Megillah was written by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah with Ruach HaKodesh. Therefore, if studied properly, one can see the hand of Hashem within the events alluded to in the words of the Megillah. The Vilna Gaon explains that this is why, if a person misses even one word, it is considered as if you have not heard the Megillah. Let us try to look behind the veil, peek a little bit, and see some of the many instances of Hashem's constant Hashkocha. Number one, the Megillah opens with Achashverosh moving his court to the insignificant city of Shushan, despite the fact that all the previous kings ruled from Babylon. The Medrash tells us that they craved the throne just like that of Shlomo HaMelech. He was unable to sit on Shlomo's throne, because they would have animals on the steps, and they would strike him when he tried to ascend the throne. As an alternative, he hired craftsmen to make him an exact replica of that throne. These experts could only be found in Shushan. When they completed the throne after 3 years, it was so heavy they could not move it. Achashverosh had no choice but to relocate his whole malchus to Shushan. The reason Hashem caused this to happen, the Vilna Gaon tells us, is so that the events of the following years would take place in the city where Mordechai lived. Number two, Achashverosh called his advisors when he wanted to punish Vashti because, according to Persian law, the king could not judge cases in which he was personally involved. It was a Mukhan, also known as Haman, who helped him change the law and give the king total power to decide on his own. It was this same power which later allowed Achashverosh to have Haman hanged instantly without a trial. Number three, according to the Targum, Esther was 75 years old when Achashverosh began his search for a new queen. Because of her incredible sneeze, she never left her home during all those years. According to one opinion of the Gemara, she had a green complexion, and she looked sickly. Despite all this, she was still found and chosen as queen, so she would be able to be instrumental in saving the Jewdom.